This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the Biden administration rapidly completes the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan, members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State met to plot future steps against the extremist group. Monday's meeting came just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials from the 83-member coalition. Participants were to take stock of their current efforts to ensure the complete defeat of the Islamic State group, whose remnants still pose a threat in the Iraq and Syria region and has shown signs of surging in parts of Africa as well. U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket attack Monday with no reported casualties a day after U.S. Air Force planes carried out the airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border against what the Pentagon said were facilities used by Iran-backed militia groups to support drone strikes inside Iraq. Iraq's military condemned the U.S. airstrikes, and the militia groups called for revenge against it. The UN Human Rights Chief, in a landmark report launched after the killing of George Floyd in the United States, is urging countries worldwide to do more to help end discrimination, violence, and systemic racism against people of African descent and make amends to them. That includes through reparations. The report from Michelle Bachelet, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, offers a sweeping look at the roots of centuries of mistreatment faced by Africans and people of African descent, notably from the transatlantic slave trade, that seeks a transformative approach to address its continued impact today. This is VOA News. Rescuers searching for a fifth day for survivors of a Florida condo building collapse used bucket brigades and heavy machinery Monday as they worked atop a precarious mound of pulverized concrete, twisted steel, and the remnants of dozens of households. Authorities said their efforts were still a search and rescue operation, but no one has been found alive since hours after the collapse Thursday. Two more bodies were recovered Monday, bringing the confirmed death toll to 11. They were later identified as 50-year-old Frank Kleiman and 50-year-old Michael David Altman in a Miami-Dade police news release. And more than 150 others are still missing in the community of Surfside, just outside of Miami. Ethiopia's government declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire Monday in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict as Tigray fighters occupied the regional capital and government soldiers retreated in a region where hundreds of thousands are suffering in the world's worst famine crisis. Ceasefire could calm a war that has destabilized Africa's second most populous country and threatened to do the same in the wider Horn of Africa, where Ethiopia has been seen as a key security ally for the West. It comes as the country awaits the results of national elections that Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed promoted as the centerpiece of reforms that won him the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize. Hong Kong's government says it will ban all passenger flights from the UK starting Thursday as it seeks to curb the spread of new variants of the coronavirus. It said in a statement Monday that the UK has been classified as an extreme high risk under the classification, though people who have stayed in the UK for more than 2 hours will be restricted from boarding passenger flights to Hong Kong. That statement says the flight ban was issued because of the recent rebound of the epidemic situation in the UK and the widespread Delta variant virus strain there. This comes as Britain reported another nearly 15,000 COVID-19 cases in the latest 24-hour period. A new committee to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol would have 13 members and the power to subpoena witnesses, according to legislation released by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Monday. House is expected to vote on that bill this week. The effort comes after Senate Republicans blocked the formation of an independent bipartisan commission to probe the attack in which hundreds of former President Donald Trump supporters violently broke into the Capitol and interrupt the certification of President Joe Biden's victory. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.